I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football. Football's fun.
Fun, sir.
Fun, sir.
It's fun. You sure?
I think.
Now you're thinking. First you smile, then you think. You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Yes, no.
No?
Sir, it was fun.
Not anymore, though, is it? Is it?
No, not by
now. No, it's not fun anymore. Not even a little bit.
Let's go around the NFL. To keep you in the loop, this is Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
He died, you know that?
The real Petey?
Yeah.
Really?
The real one did, yeah. The actor is still with us.
Right.
Yeah, he did not die.
I know Bertier died, yeah. Obviously, in the movie.
That happened in the movie. I'm surprised you didn't draft him to your team. Probably would have had more of a pulse than half the guys you selected to your roster.
You can talk all you want and flap your gums. Everybody knows I destroyed baseball. I mean, baseball is without question,
no.
I won.
No.
Dominant.
No.
Everybody's saying that.
No.
Basketball, okay, it's a toss in the air, but I think I won.
No.
Football, I had some monsters on my team.
No.
You can say that all you want.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, 7 days away from training camp. The NFL season begins 7 weeks from today. That's when the regular season will begin. The next guy joining the show used to join the show every Thursday, but now he has other obligations because he has officially become a member of the Indianapolis Colts coaching staff. Gerard Johnson, how about that? Now running with the enemy. He joins the show right now. Gerard, congratulations on your recent success.
What's up, fellas? Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm actually driving through Kentucky right now, about 4 hours out from Indianapolis.
All right, well, tell our listeners, it was hard for me to keep a secret, but tell our listeners what you're doing and where you're going to be coaching.
Yeah, so essentially I'll be doing quality control work with the offense, pretty much whatever the offensive staff asked me to do. It's an entry-level position that kind of came about after one of the scouts kind of saw me doing a pro day. Of course, I guess people in Houston know I've been doing the quarterback training stuff, and you know, one thing led to the next, and you know, got an interview, and they were looking to fill a position with somebody with a quarterback background. And I guess my exact title is a fellowship through the NFL, but I'll be working with the offense with the Colts. And, you know, whatever they ask me to do, I'm up for it. So it's a foot in the door, entry-level position, man. But you know, we've always talked about it. My dream is to be a head coach someday. And, you know, I'm finally kind of hopping to the water and you know, to start that process.
Without giving away too many secrets, because obviously the Colts are highly regarded around NFL circles. They're a very talented team. We both feel like the Texans and everyone else in the AFC South is kind of chasing the Colts. Just how impressed were you with the environment when you came into it? Obviously, you're not going to say it sucks or anything, but how was the environment that you walked into with the Indianapolis Colts?
Oh, it was great. You know, it's a workmanlike attitude. I mean, there's a bunch of young guys who are hungry, and you know, it's just a really positive, you know, inviting culture. You know, it's one of those things. I think everybody at this point has a fear of, because you don't know what other teams are doing, but expectations are high. But you really don't know what the season's going to hold until you start. But as far as the culture, man, Chris Ballard and Coach Reich have really created a positive culture in the way everybody communicates and interacts, from the ticket people to the coaches. And, you know, it's a really cool environment to walk into.
Well, Gerard, yeah, I'm pretty sure you've seen the movie Goodfellas, right? And that last scene when he goes in to see Paulie because his life is just about over, and he asks Paulie for just any help he can get. He gives him like $3,000, and then Paulie tells him, well, now I got to turn my back on you. So, Gerard, we love you. You know how much I love you. You know how important you are in my life. You're like family. You're like a son to me. Our listeners love you. Your contributions to In the Loop have been spectacular and beloved. And now we got to turn our back on you.
I completely understand, man. My back's turned too, man. So I mean, of course, I'm wishing everybody well down there. But hopefully, we can win some games up here in Indianapolis.
And I'm getting free tickets when you guys come down here. There's a lot of silence. There's a lot of silence on the other side of the line.
Well, it's like the first thing I realized when I got the job, and I kind of told my family and everybody, was the fact that we play the Texans in Houston once a year. And literally, I don't even know if I have enough message numbers in my phone for the amount of ticket requests I got. I was being
a smart aleck.
Yeah, this Jamoke has a press pass.
He's got the best seat. I've seen the buffets and food tables. So you got the best situation out of anybody. So.
All right, congrats, man. We love you.
Appreciate it, man. Sounds good.
I appreciate you, Gerard. Gerard Johnson, the newest member of the Indianapolis Colts coaching staff. Good for him, man. That's a man who could do anything he wants to do. Yep. I mean, anything he sets his mind to, we know Gerard Johnson can do it. And I have zero doubt. I'll buy stock in Gerard Johnson climbing the head coaching ranks very, very soon. If you get the right people's attention, you can climb the ranks very quick.
Has.
And I think Gerard's ready.
Chris Ballard and Frank Reich.
Man, you know what else I thought about when I saw this yesterday? Because we've known this for a while, mm-hmm. but you know, he didn't officially get the spot. He had the internship, and then he didn't officially get the spot. So we didn't know that was going to happen. First thing I thought, man, Stanford's team's going to suck now.
St. Thomas?
Man, I love all my St. Thomas folks, and I know we got some St. Thomas loopholes, but man, now you got I got to rely on Stanford freaking route to coach the team. My gosh.
But think about that, man.
I go 0-11.
He was doing
Just kidding, St. Thomas.
Gerard was doing those Elite 11 camps and all the other coaching he does, but those Elite 11 he goes back with Deshaun Watson and such. And so I guess last year or this past year, early in the summer or something, in the spring, Chris Ballard was there, and basically had this long conversation. He said, why the hell are you not coaching in the NFL? So they gave him this Bill Walsh internship, and now they're going to have him for the entire season.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And he's not going anywhere. As long as Gerard wants to be in the NFL, he's going to be in the NFL. I wanted to run this by you, OG, because I always I think that this show has the most street smarts of any show in town. Or we're at least in the top two or three, I would say. Like when it comes to just straight street smarts –
I would agree with that.
I don't think either one of us were sheltered.
Because we got three different age groups here, but we kind of know a little bit about everything.
And let's be honest, dude. Like, a lot of people wouldn't know what hit them if they went to certain types of parties. Like, they wouldn't know what's going on. We would be all right, I think. Maybe I'm overrating this.
No, you're right.
But I just want to test your street smarts on this.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to ask you.
Now I'm going to get knocked down a peg.
I'm going to ask you if this is fact or fib. If this is fact or fib, because this is an ESPN story by Mina Kimes on Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield and his new wife. Okay. Baker Mayfield has a wife. Her name is Emily Wilkinson. She used to be an Instagram model. She lived in California. She's not what you typically think of as an Instagram model. She has a little bit like, she has like kind of a wholesome feel, but she
kind
was
of like a girl next door.
She was an Instagram model, and this according to CBS Sports. So she was in Los Angeles basically living the life. I think you can make money if you have a large enough Instagram following. You can do so.
Mm-hmm.
And this is their tale of love, their love story, if you will.
Our love
Shout out
story.
To Daniela Rodriguez and Carlos Correa. This is the love story of Baker Mayfield and Emily Wilkinson, who were recently married. And I want to get the OG's thoughts on that around the NFL in the loop. Sports Radio 610.
Okay.
Say Mayfield and his wife, they were introduced in 2017. This according to the story from ESPN by a mutual friend. At the time, Wilkinson was living in Los Angeles. She says she was wary of dating a, quote, punk football player and ignored Mayfield's advances for months. He repeatedly followed and unfollowed her on Instagram, trying to attract her attention. Finally, in late December, they exchanged messages. He begged her to meet him before the Rose Bowl, his final college football game. She reluctantly agreed, and they grabbed lunch. This is a quote from Wilkinson. Quote, I was assuming he'd be the typical playboy athlete, says Wilkinson, who is 4 years older than Mayfield. Because the Rose Bowl was the next day, she thought they'd spend most of their day talking about the game, but it barely came up. Instead, she says Mayfield spent their entire first date peppering her with questions about herself, her family, her plans for the future. The next day after Oklahoma lost, ending its season, the quarterback texted Wilkinson and told her he was staying in Los Angeles. 3 days later, he moved in with her And 6 months later, they were engaged, and they're now married.
It's... Why am I... Maybe I'm just biased because of the audio. I do find it more believable than the Daniela when she said, oh, I didn't want to date him, but my mother told me, you know, remember that audio that we played a while back?
How could I forget?
Yeah. I'm not going to say this is... Let me say this. This is plausibly true. It's mostly true, I believe. What do you think?
No comment.
You're not buying it.
Figgy.
I'm not buying it.
You're not buying it?
Nah. They got to make it seem like they wasn't easy to get.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, they got a point.
I mean, you're telling me that y'all just had a casual date the day before the game.
You know what, Figgy? I think you're onto something.
Yeah, because you're always gonna make it seem like more than it was. But you're telling me that Baker Mayfield had lunch with a girl who was an Instagram model, constantly slid in her DMs, and then their lunch was just so good that 3 days later they're moving in together.
You know what? You guys are making a good point.
Come on, bro.
Because you know most and it's usually the
women. A football player could get any girl.
Yeah, it's mostly the women. They want a good How We Met story.
Yeah.
So if the How We Met story is, well, he slid into my DMs and we hooked up, that's not what you want to tell your kids. So I think, you know what? I think you've convinced me.
And then Baker Mayfield, let's be honest, dude. I'm not trying to judge
him. Well, we met at a bar.
If I were a chick living the LA lifestyle and I were an Instagram model and I was attractive and stuff, I'm not ignoring Baker Mayfield's DMs.
Right.
Seriously, I'm not doing that.
Right.
But you got to make it sound good. Maybe their love is true, but that story seems a little bit strange to me.
You guys have convinced me.
So they basically just pulled her arm. They basically just pulled her. Like, first she said that a friend introduced them.
Okay.
A mutual friend. Okay. First she says in the story that a mutual friend introduced them. And then she says he slid in her DMs, constantly slid in her DMs, constantly slid in her DMs. So which is it? Mm-hmm. Did you finally respond to him on social media, or did a mutual friend introduce y'all? Just seems a little bit strange.
Yeah. But
I don't know.
She probably knew a friend that knew him.
For sure.
But
right.
Yeah.
I'm not really buying all that. Plus, we also got to keep this in mind, because when Baker Mayfield was at Oklahoma, he was always talking about his girlfriend at the time at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And I want to say he was talking about her like as recent as like a month before they met.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to make it seem like it suddenly happened.
Right.
I feel like a lot of people
did it for the How We Met story.
Like a lot of people who are maybe like hooking up before they start dating.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of times they try to act like it was just like, oh, it was love at first sight. It just happened.
Right.
Now the foundation was already laid out there.
It was passion at first sight.
I mean, because she can't admit that he was sliding in her DMs while he was still with someone else. I mean, right, Figgy?
Exactly.
I mean, right. November, December, Baker Mayfield was shouting out another girl. Next thing you know, he goes to Los Angeles, and it says he's like moved in with a girl. And I'm like, oh, that girl that he's been talking about for a couple years, he finally moved in with. No, it's an Instagram model. Wait, mm-hmm. He must have been doing something the whole time. Oh, he wasn't? Okay, whatever.
Right.
It is what it is. That's the OG Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you. That's Around the NFL on Sports Radio 610. Speaking of the NFL, 100th season is approaching. We're 7 weeks away from the start of the NFL season, 7 days away from training camp for the Houston Texans. We're going to give you the 7 most historically significant storylines heading into the season next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.